Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and always and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Come, let us worship God our King and bow down before him. Come, let us worship Christ, God our King, and bow down before him. Come, let us worship Christ our King and our God and bow down before him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, you are great indeed, clothed in pomp and brilliance, arrayed with light as with a cloak, stretching out the sky as a tent cloth, establishing your lofty halls on the water. You make the clouds your conveyance, you surge on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers and flaming fires your attendants. You settled the earth on its foundation, it shall stand unmoved from age to age. The abyss covered it like a garment, the water stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they take to flight, at the peal of your thunder they flee. They hurtle the hills and run down the dales to the place you have chosen for them. You have set up a boundary not to be passed, they shall never return to cover the earth. Down in the gullies you make springs to rise, water shall flow between the mountains. They shall give drink to the beasts of the field, the wild asses will sink them to quench their thirst. The birds of the sky shall abide by them, from among the rocks they will raise their song. From the lofty halls you refresh the hills, the earth shall be fed with the fruit of your works. You make green pastures for the cattle and food plants for the service of men, so that bread may be drawn from the earth and wine that gladdens the heart of man, so that oil may put a gleam on his face and the bread may strengthen the heart of man. The trees of the plain shall be satisfied, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. Sparrows shall build their nests in them, herons shall call them their home. To the deer belong the high mountains, to rodents the shelter of the rock. You have made the moon to mark the seasons, the sun knows the time of its setting. You establish darkness, and it is night wherein the forest creatures prowl. Young lions roar for their prey and call out to God for their meat. As the sun rises, they will come together and lay themselves down in their dens. Man will go out to his labor and work until eventide. How great are your works, O Lord, in wisdom you have wrought them all. The earth is filled with your creatures, even the wide and open sea. Within it are countless creeping things, living beings, small and large. Upon it there are ships a-sailing, and the great beast you have made to have fun. All of them look to you to give them their food in due season. You provide, and they gather up. You open your hands, and they are full. You hide your face, and they cringe. You suspend their breath, and they die and return to their dust. You send forth your breath, and they live. You renew the face of the earth. May the Lord's glory endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks upon the earth and makes it quake. He touches the mountains, and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God as long as I last. Would that my thoughts be pleasing to him, and I will rejoice in the Lord. May the sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The sun knows the time of its setting. You establish darkness, and it is night. How great are your works, O Lord, in wisdom you have wrought them all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. O Lord, our hope, glory to you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the heavenly peace and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace in the whole world, for the stability of the holy churches of God, and for the oneness of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
This holy house, and for all who enter it with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Archbishop Isaiah, the worthy priesthood, the deacons in the service of Christ, and for all the clergy and laity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our country, the president, all in public service, the armed forces everywhere,
Lord,
let us pray to the Lord.
Mercy.
For this city and parish and every city and land, and for the faithful who live in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Have mercy.
For temperate weather and abundance of the goods of the earth, for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Have mercy.
For those who travel by land, sea, and air, the sick, the suffering, the captives, and for their salvation and safekeeping,
Lord,
let us pray to the Lord.
Have mercy.
that we may be spared all affliction, danger, and want. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, and mercy on us, and keep us, O God, in your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, pure, most blessed, and most glorious Lady, Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints. Let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For all glory, honor, and worship are yours due, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages.
Amen. In my distress I cried out to you, O Lord, and he answered me, O Lord, saving my lips from lying lips and from treacherous tongue. What shall be given you, and what more shall be done to you? You deceitful tongue, the sharpened arrow of a warrior with firebrands made of the broom tree. Woe is me that my exile has been so long that I have set up tent in the camp of Kedar. Too long have I stayed among those who hate peace. I was peaceable, but when I spoke to them, they warred against me without cause. I lifted up my eyes to the hills whence help shall come to me. My help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to stumble, nor shall the guardian fall asleep. Behold, he will neither sleep nor slumber. The watcher over Israel, the Lord, will keep watch over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not scorch you by day, nor shall the moon fail you by night. The Lord will preserve you from every evil. The Lord will safeguard your life. The Lord will guard your coming and your going henceforth and forevermore. I was happy when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet stood within your courts, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, built as a city whose people are as one. For there did the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as it was decreed to Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For there have been placed thrones for judgment, thrones for the house of David. Pray then for the peace of Jerusalem, and may prosperity be with you, with those who love you. May peace be within your walls, and prosperity upon your towers. For the sake of my brethren and my friends, I have indeed asked peace for you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I have earnestly sought your good. I have lifted up my eyes to you who dwell in heaven. As the eyes of the servants are on the hands of their masters, as the eyes of the maid are on the hands of their mistress, so our eyes are on the Lord our God until he has mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we have had more than our fill of contempt. Yes, our soul has been more than glutted. May disgrace fall on prosperous and contempt on the proud. Had not the Lord been with us, let Israel now say, had not the Lord been with us at the time men rose against us, truly they would have swallowed us alive when their fury was inflamed against us. Truly the water would have drowned us, the torrent would have swept over us. Truly the raging waters would have overwhelmed us. Blessed be the Lord who has not abandoned us, prey to their teeth. Like a bird of passage we were rescued from the fowler's net. The snare was torn asunder, and we escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, God. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, and mercy on us, and keep us, O God, in your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorate our most holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints. Let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
Through you, Lord.
For yours is the dominion, yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, which shall stand forever. Mountains are all around Jerusalem, as the Lord is around his people, now and forever. For the Lord will not let the scepter of the wicked rule over the land of the just, lest the just themselves apply their hands to iniquities. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those whose heart is upright. But those who stray into crooked ways, the Lord will expel with evildoers. Peace upon Israel. When the Lord returned the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with rejoicing. Then it was said among the Gentiles, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We have been made to rejoice. O Lord, return our captives as streams return to the south. Those who weep as they sow shall rejoice as they reap. Though they went forth shedding tears as they scattered their seeds, they shall return rejoicing, bearing with them their sheaves. Unless the Lord build the house, in vain do the builders toil. Unless the Lord guard the city, in vain does the watchman keep watch. In vain do you rise early, you get up after rest, only to eat the bread of grief, for he provides for his beloved while they sleep. Behold, the Lord's inheritance is his children, and his reward the fruit of the womb. As arrows in the hand of a mighty warrior, so are the children of the exiles. Blessed the man who will be able to fill his quiver with them. They shall never be put to shame when they meet their foes at the gate. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. You shall eat of your hand's labor. Blessed are you, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your house, your children like olive shoots around your table. Behold, in this way shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the wealth of Jerusalem all the days of your life. And may you see your children's children, peace upon Israel. Often they have assailed me since my youth, let Israel say it. Often have they assailed me since my youth, but they have not prevailed over me. The wicked plowed my back, they increased their iniquity, but the righteous Lord has cut asunder the neck of the sinners. Let them all be confounded and turned back, those who hate Zion. Let them become like grass on the housetops, which withers before it can sprout, with which the reaper fills not his hand, nor the binder of sheaves his arms, while those who pass by do not say, "The blessing of the Lord be upon you." We have blessed you in the name of the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, in your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering your most holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, Lord.
For you are a good and loving God, and to you we offer glory, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. Out of the depths I have cried out to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my plea. If you retain sins, Lord, O Lord, who can stand? With you there is forgiveness. For your name's sake, O Lord, I have waited for you. My soul has waited for your promise. My soul has hoped in the Lord. My soul has trusted in the Lord from the morning watch until night. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and in him is full redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. O Lord, my heart is not uplifted, nor are my eyes upraised. I have not busied myself with lofty pursuits, nor with wonders too great for me. If I have failed to remain humble, but instead have exalted my soul, as a weaned child is treated by its mother, so will you deal with my soul. Let Israel hope in the Lord henceforth and forever. O Lord, remember David and all his forbearance, how he swore to the Lord and made a vow to the God of Jacob, I will not enter the tent of my abode, nor get up on the couch of my repose. I will give no sleep to my eyes, nor to my eyelids any slumber, nor to my temples any rest, until I find a place for the Lord, a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. Behold, I have heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in the forest clearings. Let us enter into the tabernacles. Let us worship where his feet once stood. Arise, O Lord, and go to your rest, you in the ark of your holiness. May your priests be clothed in righteousness, and your faithful ones rejoice. For the sake of David, your servant, turn not away the face of your anointed one. The Lord swore to David a promise which he will not retract. One of your own flesh I will place on your throne. If your sons will keep my covenant and the revelations I will offer them, their sons also shall be seated upon your throne forevermore. For the Lord has elected Zion, he has chosen it for his dwelling. This is my home forever and ever. Here I will dwell because I have chosen it. I will bless abundantly her provisions. I will feed her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and the faithful shall exult with joy. There will I raise the pride of David. I have readied the lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity. It is as ointment upon the head which runs down over the beard of Aaron, runs down even to the hem of his garment. It is like the dew of Hermon which falls on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord has ordained the blessing, life forevermore. Behold now, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. By night lift up your hands to the holy places and bless the Lord. May the Lord who made heaven and earth bless you out of Zion. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. O Lord, our hope, glory to you.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Most holy, Theotokos,
save us.
Let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For you are our God, a God who shows mercy and saves. And to you we offer up glory to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages.
Amen. Lord, I call to you, to you. Oh, hear me, O Lord. Oh, hear me, O Lord. Hear me. Unto you, O Lord, I call. O Lord, hear my prayer. My voice, my voice in prayer. When I call upon you, O Lord, O hear me, hear me, Lord, hear me. Release me from prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The sinful woman, aware that you, the virgin son, were God, and having done things deserving of tears, weeping implored you, undo my debt, even as I undo my braids. Love her who embraces you, though she be justly despised, and with the publicans I will proclaim you, loving benefactor.
The just shall gather around me when you give me my due reward. The heart of blended priceless myrrh with cold tears, and poured it over your immaculate feet as she kissed them. Are you justified at once? Will you likewise grant us forgiveness, who suffered for us and saved us?
Out of the depths I have cried out to you, Lord, O Lord, hear my voice. As the sinful woman was offering myrrh, the disciple was making terms with the lawless. She found joy pouring out what was precious. He hastened to sell out the priceless one. She acknowledged the master. He cut himself off from the master. She was set free. He fell slave to the enemy. What unspeakable callousness, how great the repentance. Grant me this, O Savior, who suffered for us and save us.
We're on page 108 in those books. Let your ears be attentive to the sound of my plea. O the wretchedness of Judas, as he watched a sinful woman kissing your feet, he cunningly plotted the kiss of betrayal as she unbound her tresses. He was bound by his anger, bearing foul wickedness instead of myrrh. For reason does not know enough to seek what is best. Oh, the wretchedness of Judas, deliver us from it, O God.
If you retain sins, O Lord, the Lord can stand with you, there is forgiveness. The sinful woman hastened to buy precious myrrh to anoint her benefactor. And to the perfumer she cried, give me myrrh that I in turn may anoint him who has wiped away all my sins.
For your name's sake, O Lord, I've waited for you. My soul has waited for your promise. My soul has hoped in the Lord. She who was drowning in vice found you a haven of salvation, and pouring out myrrh mixed with her tears, cried out to you, look at me, you bear the contrition of sinners. Master, in your great mercy, rescue me from the tempest of sin.
From the morning watch till night, let Israel hope in the Lord. Today Christ comes to the house of the Pharisee, and a sinful woman approaches, groveling at his feet and crying out, look on me, drowning in sin, despairing of my actions. Yet because of your goodness, not despised, give me, Lord, remission from evil and save me.
For with the Lord is steadfast love, and in him is full redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. The harlot spread out her hair for you, the master. Judas spread out his scent over the wicked. She to gain pardon, he to gain silver. And so we cry to you, soul, for our freedom. Lord, glory to you.
Praise the Lord, all you nations. Exalt him, all you peoples. She came to you, O Savior, a woman reeking of depravity, shedding tears at your feet and foretelling your passion. How can I face you, the Master? For you have come to redeem a harlot. You who raised Lazarus for days in the tomb, raise me up dead in the depths. Accept me, Lord, wretched as I am, and save me.
Almighty is his love for us, and the truthfulness of the Lord endures forever. Despairing of her way of life, and well known for its manner, she came to you bearing the myrrh and crying, Son of the Virgin, do not reject me. Joy of the angels, do not spurn my tears, but accept me repenting. Lord, whom in your great kindness, though a sinner, you have not driven away.
Inexpressible God.
mansion. You made the heavens incline. Incline now to the groaning of my heart. I will cover your spotless feet with kisses, then dry them with my tresses. Those feet, as you trod in paradise in the twilight, echoed like thunderclaps in the ears of Eve, sending her hiding in terror. Who can measure the magnitude of my transgressions? Who can fathom the depths of your judgments? My soul's own Redeemer, in your boundless mercy, do not reject me. Your handmaid. O joyful radiance of the holy glory of the immortal Father, the heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ, having come to the setting of the sun and seen the evening light, we praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is fitting at all times to raise a song of praise in measured melody. O Son of God, giver of life, behold, the universe sings your glory.
Prokimenon fort. Psalm 135, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his merciful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his merciful love endures forever.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the book of Exodus.
Let us all listen attentively.
One day when Moses had grown up, he went out to his people and looked on their burdens, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his people. He looked this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. When he went out the next day, behold, two Hebrews were struggling together. And he said to the man that did the wrong, "Why do you strike your fellow?" He answered, "Who made you a prince and judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "Surely the thing is known." When Pharaoh heard of it, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and stayed in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the trough to water their father's flock. The shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and he held them and watered their flock. When they came to their father Reuel, he said, "How is it that you have come so soon today?" They said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and even drew water for us and watered the flock." He said to his daughters, "And where is he? Why have you left the man? Call him that he may eat bread." And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses his daughter Zipporah. She bore a son, and he called his name Gershom, for he said, "I have been a sojourner in a foreign land." And the name of the other son, Eliezer, for he said, The God of my father was my help, and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh.
Prokimenon, fourth tone, Psalm 137. For your merciful love endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. O Lord, I will give thanks to you with my whole heart. Order.
Wisdom, let us attend. The light of Christ enlightens all.
The reading is from the book of Job.
Wisdom, let us attend.
And again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, "Whence have you come?" Satan answered the Lord, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil? He still holds fast his integrity, although you moved me against him to destroy him without cause." Then Satan answered the Lord, "Skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life. But put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, he is in your power, only spare his life." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with loathsome sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took a potsherd with which to scrape himself and sat among the ashes. And when much time had passed, his wife said to him, "How long will you hold out, saying, 'Behold, I wait yet a little while, expecting the hope of my deliverance?' For behold, your memorial is abolished from the earth, even your sons and daughters, the pangs and pains of my womb, which I bore in vain with sorrows. And you yourself sit to spend the nights in the open air among the corruption of worms. And I am a wanderer and a servant from place to place and house to house, waiting for the setting of the sun, that I may rest from my labors and my pangs which now beset me. But some say, 'Word against the Lord,' and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women would speak. Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
Easy with you, the readers. Please turn to page 14 and go down. Let my prayer rise as incense before you. The lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. O Lord, I have cried out to you. Hear me, hearken to the voice of my prayers as I cry out to you.
Patavthin theitor, I prosef, imo, osthimiama, and no.
My lips. Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, always, now, and ever, into the ages of ages. Amen.
Let my prayer
Yes, Lord and King, grant that I may see my own faults and not judge others, for you are blessed to the ages of ages. Amen.
Wisdom arise that we may hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
And with your spirit.
The reading of the Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew. Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment, and she poured it out on his head as he sat at table. But when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for a lower sum and given to the poor." But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. In pouring this ointment on my body, she has done it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, "What will you give me if I deliver him to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment,
Let us say with our whole heart and our whole mind, let us say,
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, almighty God of our fathers, we pray you hear us.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, in your great goodness, we pray you hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
And we pray for pious Orthodox Christians.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
And we pray for our Archbishop Isaiah.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
For you are a merciful and loving God, and to you we give glory, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and always, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
You who are catechumens, let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
You faithful, let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord will show them mercy,
Lord, have mercy.
That he will instruct them in the
Lord, have mercy.
That he will reveal to
Lord,
them the
have mercy.
Righteousness. That he will unite them to his holy Catholic and
Lord, have mercy.
Church. Save them, have mercy on them, help them and keep them, O God, in your
Lord,
grace.
Have mercy.
You who are catechumens, bow your heads to the Lord.
To you.
Of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and forevermore.
Amen.
All catechumens depart, the catechumens depart. All who are admitted for illumination depart. Pray you all who are preparing for illumination, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Catechumens depart, let none of the catechumens remain.
Lord, have mercy.
All we faithful once again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, in your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom. For all glory, honor, and worship are yours due, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Again, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, in your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom. Through the gifts of your Christ, with whom you are blessed, together with your all-holy good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages.
Amen. Of her. us, 'tis the Lord's is.
Behold a mystical sacrifice fully accomplished. He is ushered in form unfailed. Let us draw near that we may become sharers in everlasting life.
Sweet-smelling fragrance, will in return send down upon us a divine grace in the gifts of the Holy
Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
May we be spared all affliction, violence, danger, and wants. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God.
Lord, have mercy.
Holy, peaceful, and without sin, let us
grant this, O Lord.
An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls, and
grant this, O Lord.
Forgiveness and remission of our sins, and
grant this, O Lord.
For all that is good and profitable for our souls and for peace in the world,
grant this, O Lord. Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian end to our lives, peaceful, free of suffering and shame, and a good defense.
Grant this, O Lord.
We pray for the unity of the faith and for the communion of the Holy Spirit. Let us commit ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ.
To you, O Lord.
And make us worthy, Master, that with confidence and without fear of reproach, we may be bold to call you the heavenly God as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. When these Suranis, I estita Tonomasu, El Tetu Vasiliesu, Yenithita Tatalimasu, Os Nuronon Capidis, Toratanimon Tonapusion, Dosim Simeron, Capisiminta Filimetaimon, Os Camisa Fimetus Filetisimon, Camisa Negismas Spirasmon, Alarismas Aputubuniru.
Oce Nash, Ishiasin and the Messi, Das Fertisia imiet Foyer. Da príde cárství Tvoje, da bude Tvoje Tvoje, jako nebesí i na zemlí, chlib nás nasušný dáš nám dnes, i ostavi nám dolhy naše, jakože i my vlastovlajem dožníkom našim, i mi veri nás svoj zkušenie, no zbavi nás od vago.
Tatăl nostru care ești în ceruri, sfințească-se numele Tău, vie împărăția Ta, facă-se voia Ta, precum în cer, așa și pe pământ. Pâinea noastră, cea spre ființă, dă-ne nouă astăzi, și ne iartă nouă greșelile noastre, precum și noi iertăm greșiților noștri, și nu ne duce pe noi în ispită, ci ne izbăvește de cel viclean.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. Spirit.
Let us bow our heads unto the Lord.
To you, Lord.
In the nature of life-giving mysteries, for it is you that we bow our heads to, and in the hope of your rich mercies. Through the grace and mercy and love for us of your only begotten Son, with whom you are blessed, together with your all-holy, good, and life-breathing Spirit, both now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us be attentive to pre-sanctified holy gifts for the holy people of God.
Confess that you are truly the Christ, Son of the living God, who came into the world to save sinners, from whom I am the greatest. I also believe that this is truly your spotless body, and that this is truly your precious blood. Wherefore I pray to you, have mercy on me and forgive my offenses, whether intended or not, whether committed in word or in deed, knowingly or unknowingly, and count me worthy to share without judgment in your pure mysteries, for remission of sins and for everlasting life. Amen. You have beguiled me with yearning, O Christ, and by love divine transform me. Consume my sins in ethereal flame, and let me be filled with the sheer delight of you, O gracious Lord, that leaping for joy, I may magnify both your advents. How shall I, so unworthy, come into the splendor of your saints? If I make bold to enter the bridal feast, my clothing will reproach me, since it is not a wedding garment. Then I shall be bound and cast out by the angels. In your love, Lord, purge my soul and save me. Loving Master, Lord Jesus Christ, my God, let not these holy gifts become a judgment against me because of my unworthiness, but for the cleansing and sanctification of both soul and body, and as a pledge of the future life in the kingdom. It is good for me to cling to God, to place in him my hope for salvation. Receive me today, Son of God, as a partaker of your mystical supper. For I will not reveal the mystery to your enemies, nor give you a kiss as did Judas, but as the thief I confess you. Lord, remember me in your kingdom. Christos, o Kyrie.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and be glad. Glorify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. And be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
Let the fear of God, faith and love draw ye near. Let the full of the peace
give ye God is for self hominos and nomad kiriu. Theos Kyrios kephephon enimin. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Lord is the Lord, and has appeared unto us. Saints, for those who fear him suffer nothing. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Sons sons, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and covets many days, that he may enjoy good things? Tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
Taste and see.
Of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears listen to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the remembrance of them from all the earth. Righteous cry for help, the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and save those who have been crushed in spirit.
Taste and see.
For the Lord delivers him out of them all. Gives us them.
Shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned.
God, save your people and bless your mighty inheritance.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever on my lips. Taste the heavenly bread and the cup of life, and see how good the Lord is. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us be attentive and receive the divine, holy, pure, immortal, heavenly, life-giving, and awesome mysteries of Christ. Let us worthily give thanks to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
Having asked that the whole day be perfect, holy, peaceful, and without sin, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For you are sanctification, and to you we give glory, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us depart in peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Holy Father, give the blessing.
Almighty Lord, you have created all things in wisdom. In your inexpressible providence and great goodness, you have brought us to these saving days for the cleansing of our souls and bodies, for control of our passions in the hope of the resurrection. After 40 days, you delivered into the hands of your servant Moses the tablets of the law in characters divinely traced. Enable us also, you, O benevolent one, to fight the good fight, to complete the course of the fast, to keep faith inviolate, to crush underfoot the heads of the unseen tempters, to emerge victorious over sins, and to come without reproach to the worship of your holy resurrection. For blessed and glorified is your most honored and majestic name, of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, from this time forth, forever and forever. Eton omakiriu evloimenon apotunin keos tu eonos. The name of the Lord is blessed forever, from this time forth, and ever and forever.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
The blessings of the Lord and his mercy come upon you through his divine grace and love, always, now, and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to you, O God, our hope. Glory to you. May Christ, our true God, through the intercession of his most pure Holy Mother, the power of the precious and life-giving cross, protection of the honorable, bodiless powers of heaven, the supplications of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner John the Baptist, the holy, glorious, victorious martyr, our venerable God-bearing fathers, the holy, righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all your saints, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and loves mankind. Please come forward for your indithero, return back to your pews as we read the final psalms.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever on my lips. My soul shall glory in the Lord. Let the meek hear and rejoice. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I saw the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Approach the Lord, and be enlightened, and your face shall never be ashamed. This wretched man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and delivered him from all his afflictions. The angel will stand guard around those who fear the Lord and save them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed is the man who hopes in him. Fear the Lord, all his faithful ones, for those who fear him shall want for nothing. The rich have become poor and hungry, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good. Come, children, hear me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and loves to see the good days? Keep your tongue from wickedness and your lips from deceitful speech. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears are open to their pleas. The face of the Lord is turned against sinners to erase their memory from the earth. The just cried out, and the Lord heard them, and he delivered them from all their trials. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he will save the humble in spirit. Many are the trials of the righteous, but out of them all the Lord will deliver them. He protects every bone in their body. Not a single one of them will be broken. The death of sinners is painful. Those who hate justice shall be damned. The Lord will redeem the souls of his servants, and none of those who hope in him shall be lost.
I will exalt you, my God and my King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised, and to his greatness there is no end. Age after age will praise your works and proclaim your might. They will tell the glorious splendor of your holiness. They will recount your wondrous works. They will speak of the power of your awesome deeds. They will declare your greatness. They will recall your abundant goodness and will exalt in your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He is long-suffering and abounding in love. The Lord is good towards everyone, and his grace extends over all his works. Let all your works give thanks to you, Lord, and all your faithful ones bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known your might to the children of men and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion is for all generations. The Lord keeps faith in all his promises and is hallowed in all his works. The Lord supports all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look up to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hands and satisfy all living beings. The Lord is just in all his ways and faithful in all his works. The Lord is close to all who pray to him, those who call upon him in truth. He will meet the desire of those who fear him and hear their pleas and save them. The Lord keeps watch over those who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and to all eternity.
In the prayers of our holy fathers and of the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
Amen.
The blessings, love, the mercy, and compassion of the Holy Trinity be with all of you through the intercession of the Theotokos and St. Catherine, the patroness of this holy temple. We have unction service tonight this afternoon at 4:00, and we have a bridegroom service where we're also able to offer that unction from the 4:00, and that's at 7:00, and then we have a liturgy tomorrow at 9:00 a.m. I hope to see all of you.